This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. The big question many people ask is, what is God like? Can he be known by us? And what is he like? I think it's a question we've probably all asked. Perhaps if you went to Sunday school, it may have been answered, perhaps with some degree of success or not. Your teachers at Sunday school may have answered it. But not everyone's had that kind of teaching. I've heard some people talk of God as the old man upstairs. I'm reminded of the story of the preschool children touring a retirement home. And when the tour was over, the resident who'd been their guide asked the kids if they'd had any questions. A little girl raised her hand and said, "How old are you?" And very proudly he said, "I'm 98. Well, the little child's eyes grew wide. She was very impressed. And then she said, "Did you start at one?" Now, many people view God like this. They think if he does exist, he must be very, very old, which would make him weak and kind of helpless. They think he's way past his prime. You know that God's days are over. The dividing the Red Sea, all those things are past him. He can't deliver people from the mouths of lions of fiery furnaces anymore. So in their minds, they say, well, if God does exist, if he started counting birthdays at one, he must be a very feeble old man, sort of living somewhere up there in the heavenly realms. And there are others who think that God is there. Yeah, he's the great judge in the sky. I think a lot of people have this view. They think that he sits on a judgment seat, does nothing but pronounce sentence on guilty sinners, sort of nailing us for our wrongdoings is what God likes to do all day. They're like a heavenly version of Judge Judy, an ancient but powerful being who loves nothing more than to punish us. And of course, there are today those who believe, lots of people believe this, that there is no God at all. And they think the world just happened somehow and all this talk about God is nonsense. So they've decided in their mind that God doesn't exist and never has. I like the silly and untrue story, I might add, of an atheist spending a quiet day fishing in Scotland. Suddenly his boat was attacked by the Loch Ness Monster. In one easy flip, the beast tossed him and his boat high in the air. It opened its mouth to swallow. But as the man sailed head over heels, he cried out, "Oh my God, help me!" And at once this ferocious attack scene froze in place as the atheist hung in mid-air above the open jaws of this Loch Ness monster. A booming voice came from the clouds, now remember this is only a story, not true, saying, I thought you didn't believe in me. "Come on, God," he said, "give me a break. 2 minutes ago I didn't believe in the Loch Ness monster either." I think that many people are a bit like this guy. They don't believe in God until they get in between a rock and a hard place. It's then they find themselves, if you like, in the foxholes of life, that even atheists have been known to cry out for God's help. As Christians, we know that God is there. God is real. People need to know that not only does God exist, he wants us to know that he exists. He wants to be known. And by the way, that's the only reason he can be known. The only way we'd be able to know God is if he made himself known to us. That's a very important question there. Can we know God? Well, in the Old Testament, we meet up with Job. Poor old Job posed a very important question. He said in chapter 11, verse 7, "Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty?" No, I don't think Job could, and we can't. God is just simply too big for us to understand. So if we're going to have any sort of relationship with God, he must reveal himself to us. In other words, God has to take the initiative. Well, do you know this has already happened? God has revealed himself in several ways. And tomorrow I want to take this a bit further and carry it through. Because God has made himself known, obviously, in creation. If you want to know that God exists, open your eyes and look. Because the Bible says, "The heavens keep telling the wonders of God. The skies declare what he's done, because each day informs the following day, and each night announces to the next. They don't speak a word." This is Psalm 19. "There is never the sound of a voice, and yet their message reaches all the earth and travels around the world." Creation. What an amazing story there. Thank you, dear God. We know you're real, and we want to praise you today.